Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. How important is it that God's people be armed with the knowledge of the spiritual battle that we are already in the middle of? Even non-believers are beginning to recognize that there's a lot of evil going on right now. Well, Jonathan Cahn put out a video where he went into detail on how the ancient world was exploited by various little gods with a small g. And he explained how these people worshiped these gods, and they were actually worshiping the demonic forces. And, you know, we can see signs of the pagan culture even today in our society. The evil we're seeing almost every night on the news is evidence of demonic influences, even demonic possession. To help us discuss all this today, we were going to talk about the last time he was on, but we started running out of time, and I wanted to just devote an entire interview time section to the discussion of the gods, with the little g. The gods are here right now. And our good friend Tom Donnan is back to help us sort all this out. So help me welcome back to the program, Tom Donnan. Tom, did you see this video we're talking about with Jonathan Cahn?
Yes, it's one of those ones that you can watch over and over again. And thank you, Pastor Bob, for having me on the program. We always have fun, and we enjoy the opportunity to be able to reach people for Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. So, like I said, we see the signs of the pagan culture in our society today. Almost every night on the news is evidence of demonic influence and even demonic possession in some cases. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. I will say sometimes it gets a little complicated to be able to be discerning about these things. But I will say that the Lord helps me to be able to comprehend what's going on through the dreams and the visions that he gives me. And two of those events took place on 2011, 2012, January 1st, where in 2011, I saw that we had an invasion from Mexico of second-level demonic beings, which were illustrated with coyotes, thousands of them. And the first thing that they did, as I observed them, is that they ran into the churches to create chaos. And any church that didn't have their secret place, they were ravaged. And then in 2012, I saw that there were third and fourth level demons stationed throughout the country, just so being prepared to be released, right? Okay, so I had seen that, but then now we're actually seeing the manifestations way beyond that. And Jonathan Cahn, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, he does such a wonderful job of helping us to see it in the culture. You know, okay, so I'm older now, you know, no hiding it, right? And so I have had history.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. I've been able to watch these things. You know, the major transition seemed to be right as the Second World War had ended, the Korean War had ended, and we were in peacetime, and there was a drop-off of church attendance, and it started to change. And in that vacuum, he's talking about it, in that vacuum is where we start to see the changes begin.
Yeah, yeah, amen, amen. I mean, even Jesus in his day, he and his followers took on these evil forces head-on and demonstrated, quote-unquote, the authority of the believer. And that's why his followers were persecuted to the extent they were, because they refused to worship the pagan gods. Do you believe that's what's behind a lot of the persecution the Christians are beginning to see happening today?
You know, there's an agenda. There's a spiritual agenda. And that's what happens when you have an agenda, is that people will say the nice things, the right things. They'll put a good title on something, you know, but behind it is an ulterior motive to drag people down. And what happens is that those that haven't experienced things, those that haven't fought the fight to have the freedom from evil, they have the learned knowledge of why they did it in the first place. Well, those are decades behind now, maybe even multiple decades. So when people start to, introduce their agenda, and you can't see what the end result is, right? So, like, let's just throw in here just a easy reference point for us is that Washington and Oregon. You have Seattle and the other major town in Oregon, and they were trying a social experiment, right? Well, the social experiment, we've talked about that, kind of like from my vantage point of history, I could tell it wasn't going to go too well, right? You start throwing those doors open. Well, now it's what, 3 years or so later? And now all of a sudden they're starting to realize, well, maybe this wasn't such a good idea, right? And so they're learning that there is a certain value to the Christian morality and ethics that helps society have liberty. And so we're losing our liberty as these gods are reemerging. And that is a scary thing. But if you're under 40 years old, 40 years old, you just can't grasp the change and what's happening. But you know that your lives are being devastated. Here's something that I want to say right in the beginning is that when I was listening to this over and over again, I came to the realization that human beings are going to have a God, whether we recognize it or not. We always have a God, whether it's our spouse, our children, whether it's some kind of sport, whether it's ourselves. A human being cannot live without some sort of God.
Amen. Yeah, that's true. Amen. Jesus, and speaking of, which God it's going to be, Jesus said that when a demon is cast out, in Matthew 12, verses, I think 43 or so, when an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I'll return to the house I left. And when it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept, clean, put in order. So then it goes out, gets seven others worse than itself, and all of them come and live there. And the last day of the man becomes worse than the first. That's the way it will also be in this evil generation. That's a quote from Jesus. That's the way it will be in this evil generation. And, I mean, think about it like this. America was settled by Christians seeking a place to worship the creator of the universe and serve as Jesus taught us. All of our laws, all of our foundational documents were based on Judeo-Christian values. That's why we were so blessed. We were able to drive any demonic forces and influences from America. They left, roamed the earth, settled in amongst various people groups, and now they've returned, bringing in even worse demonic forces to reoccupy this land. And as Jesus said, that is the way it will also be in this evil generation. I believe we're seeing that right now, don't you?
Well, yes. Well, I think the part that astounds me is the cloaking, because it's masked with good intentions and just keep on going with it because it'll work out really good. I think about this song that I have listened to and sometimes I like to go back to because of the memories, and it's a Woodstock, right? And they have a line in there saying that we need to get back to the way it was in the beginning, something like that. Okay, well, how has that worked for us? That hasn't worked for us well. They wanted to get back to that, get back to the garden is the expression, right? Well, they've been striving through liberal means to be able to come back to that because they think that the restraints, the Ten Commandments, the morals and ethics withhold them, and they can't get to the garden because of those restrictions, not realizing that they're losing the gardens because they're throwing those restrictions away.
Yeah, amen, amen. In the video we're referencing with Jonathan Cahn, he described how these gods are now returning to this nation, and he identified a lot of them. And do you think we're actually seeing a repossession taking place right before our very eyes?
No doubt. No doubt. And so it's culturally, it's expanding. It's in all areas of the country. And it comes down to, when we are born again, we have the Holy Spirit enter into us and we are a new creation. Now we have the goodness of God inside of us and he helps us to become more Christ-like. And Christ is the picture perfect healthiness that a human being can have. And as we are trying to grow in Christ likeness, right, we make better decisions. We have a richer life. Now, what happens when you have fewer number of Christians and more non-believers, like we're seeing? So then we're in an age like in the book of Judges at the very end, it says they did whatever was right in their own eyes, and life was terrible. And then, of course, God removes himself, and we have seen as a nation, we have lost our hedge of spiritual protection. You know, we have it being broken down in all kinds of ways and shapes and forms, and it's starting to come back to inflict us. We're seeing the inflictions everywhere. Now, you and I have been doing this for years, right? Okay, so you know, we're in the core, we're in the center, and we have life is on the outside, and then something happens, and it gets a little closer, and it gets a little closer, a little closer. Well, the people that I've been praying for, the you and I in the Christian community, we haven't necessarily felt that yet, but it keeps on getting closer and getting closer. And so now the fascinating part is that how people will cry because now they have lost their job, or because somebody has gotten into drugs or alcohol or homeless or you know some of these bad things, and they want to know, well, why? Well, it happened in a decision that you made, you know, years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know, we've talked about this before. I trace it all the way back to when they first removed the Ten Commandments from the school's room walls.
Yeah.
You know, that's what opened the door. That was step number one right there. I mean, there's
Yeah.
little preparatory steps before that, of course, you know, but you know, when they said no more praying in school, you know, that started the whole thing. And
There's a major change.
that, you know, and God's a gentleman, the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. You tell him to leave, he'll leave.
He will.
And look at our schools today. You know, I mean, you and I talked about before, you know, used to get in trouble for chewing gum in class. Now they beat up the teachers in class. I mean,
Yes.
it's terrible, you know.
Yes.
I mean, go through some of the demonic forces that Jonathan Kahn identified in his video. I believe the chief force was Baal. Is that right?
Yes, and he was talking about that as the Dark Trinity, right? And so the first layer of the Dark Trinity was the spirit of Baal and how that influences the culture. And so when we throw ourselves open to that influence, then what happens is that we start to leave our God-given desires or influences to substitute it with something else. And in that substitution, then what happens is that we open up the door. Now, I try to explain it this way. When we sin, that opens up a door for evil to come into our lives and then have a foothold and then have influences or maybe oppression, occupation, that sort of thing, because our spirits are invisible inside of us. But that's where it all takes place. You know, and I was just illustrating the other day that in the spiritual realm, you know, human beings are dumbed down in the spiritual realm. We have a veil over our minds, we have scales on our eyes, we got wax in our ears, and it dulls us to this, right? But it's all around us. We need to work our way into this. But as we have an oppressive country or oppressive spirit in our country, like the spirit of Baal, it actually makes it harder for us to push through and be able to find our way to God and believe it, because the darker our spirits get, the more we don't want to see the light. And then it makes it harder for a person to become saved until sometimes maybe their lives is so terrible and they're in so much pain, then they want to do it. But opening up the door to these gods then starts to empty our country of the God influence, like he was talking about. And that's a very scary thing. So what happens is that little by little by little, right, we start to forsake God. Now in Deuteronomy 28, in the verse 20, it talks about for those that have forsaken God, all the rest of the chapter lists the things that will happen, right? And we're seeing a decay and we're losing, you know, blessings. That's a huge thing, losing blessings. And so as Baal comes in different areas, we forsake God, we turn into paganism. And now, who can't see this? Wokeism.
Exactly. You know, I mean, we just discussed about how, you know, we can identify basically the beginning when God was removed from public schools in the 60s, including the sexual revolution that was going on, the hippie movement back then. And then everything has continued to get worse, because in the 70s it was abortion, 80s it was pornography, 90s it was the acceptance of homosexuality, the 2000s was the attack on marriage. It just continues to get worse and worse all the way up through today. And now, as you said, this is the demonic force behind wokeism, right?
The dark Trinity that he talks about, and how it contributes to the decline of God's influence, and then the elevation of the darkness and the promotion of it. And then the thing is that you have the old expression is that hurt people hurt people. Well, you have people who have the dark people like to have darkness, spiritually dark people like to have spiritual darkness propagate. And so it's like a bad scenario where we need to be able to have God come in and try to offset this, but we are the key to that, unless he sovereignly moves. But in most cases, he's re requiring us to take some action,
Yeah,
right?
amen.
And
Amen.
so, but that comes a little bit later. But yes, as we turn away to God, turn away from God, we're winding up to be slaves to technology. Isn't that
Oh
interesting?
yeah. Yeah, and with that, this technological advancement, I guess you could say, is that's going to be the tool used by the Antichrist to control the population of the world, as
Oh,
depicted in the
man.
Bible. Before, they say, well, how's he going
Wow.
to do that? Now we can see it right there on our phones, Oh man.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Jonathan Cahn also identified the spirit behind this misgendering stuff going on. Did you see that part?
Yeah, that was his second spirit in the Dark Trinity, and he called her Ishtar, a spirit of Ishtar. And so, we fight against that all the time, but you can't turn on a TV program. Back when my kids were being raised, sometimes I would actually write TV stations, an objection to certain things. We had, what was that thing where there was a dolphin program? And I used to have the kids, we'd get our snacks and
Flipper.
we'd get ready. It was a Flipper series, and we'd get its snacks ready, and it was an hour long, and we would have a family time. And then the commercials would come on. I was thinking, cover their eyes. I can't
The
believe this stuff that we were seeing.
lady in the bra. It's like, what?
Victoria's Secret commercials and stuff like that. And I would complain, and they said, "Well, listen, this is out of our hands. We produce this, and then they air it, but we have no control over what commercials they put on our program." So I don't know if that was an scapegoat, but that's the way it was.
Yeah, amen. I mean, today, instead of just, a commercial for a bra, we have parades, pride parades. They stole the rainbow and they use the word tolerance to get their way. But in fact, they are 100% anti-tolerant towards anyone who doesn't accept their depravity, right?
Well, I think that comes back to that spirit of deception that we're seeing prevalent, because that deception is saying, well, just let it happen, just let it happen, because it'll all work out in the end. So we've been seeing this go on for a couple of decades now, where it chips away a little bit here, it chips away a little bit there, and now it's gotten to the point where they have the majority. It started in the schools. Then it got into the movies that were taking place, and then it got into literature, and then it was getting where the numbers of people that were accepting it were I would say not the majority, but the influencing majority. No. And then once they had the power, that's the point. When they got the power, that's when things really started to get to the point where some man's on his way to work and he's got his hand out his window and he just like puts his fingers together for some reason like this. And somebody claims that it was a gang sign and the guy's fired, right? He has no idea what's going on. And so one person's objection can just cause a cascade of cancellation.
Yeah, that's true. Amen. I believe Jonathan Cahn also identified the gods and how they had their own month of dedication back in those days. And he went into great detail on this and how it just happens to align with the month the government has chosen to celebrate Gay Pride Month, February, and all that as well. I mean, did you see that part of the video?
All right, that's the astounding thing about Jonathan Cahn is God feeds him specific details and information. And how June 26 wound up coming up over and over again about a progression of moving into that area. Now, let's preface this by saying that all human beings sin, right? One sin will keep a person out of heaven. And that's why we like to see people come to Jesus Christ, because he is the way of being able to have our sins forgiven. All right, so when we're talking about this event of the rainbow flag and the pride and the things of that sort, the thing is that our compassion is for this group or understanding, because it becomes harder to come out of the darkness to be able to receive the grace and to become saved in this situation. And we don't want that to happen, because in my understanding and studies of our spiritual realm, hell is terrible. No human being in their right mind would choose to go to hell. And so that's where it becomes our job to be able to illuminate the scriptures, to be able to help people see the pathway to a salvation. And this is a gasping sign that we are at the end of the age, because that's what Jesus predicted, that is in the days of Noah, that we're going to have this happen. So we often talk about a convergence of the book of Revelation, the end times happening. And this is a huge sign that this is moving in this place. Now, we aren't condemning anybody in this situation. As a matter of fact, Jesus has compassion on people who are struggling with darkness, no matter what it is, drugs, alcohol, pornography. He has compassion for all of them, and he's hoping that he's cheering us on to be able to share the gospel with people. But yet in our society, what's happening is that the cheering is happening in the wrong direction. And that's what makes it very difficult.
We're definitely living in an upside down world right now. I mean, there is absolutely no doubt about that. And I believe 100% that we are living in the last days that Jesus said we would see, that identifies his soon return is near. Again, he said, this is the way it will also be in this evil generation just before the return of the Son of Man. And I mean, you can just go down the checklist, knocking off all the items, and it leaves absolutely no doubt. Tom, can you pray for this nation right now to come to an actual revival, come to America again?
Oh, yes, I like that. But before I start to pray, I want to say that I was just recently in Texas, and I had that vision in 2006 where the Lord showed me that he wanted to give the church an inheritance for pastors to have his presence, like the Levites, where their inheritance was his presence, and for a healing of the land. And being just in Texas, I was with probably 20 people that are being prepared to receive a download of the Holy Spirit, an endowing of the Holy Spirit on their lives. They're hungry for it. They're thirsting for it. They're moving after it. And so in Texas, I think that it's ready to explode. It's
Man.
so, but we want to see it spread far and wide. So the prayer is, dear Father God, we know that you love America. We know that you love all people, but we ask that you would watch over us, that you would release your Holy Spirit to be like a tsunami wave flowing over our country and our states and our islands that we have, Father, the republics. We ask that, Lord, that you would cover us all with your Holy Spirit, that you would release the power of your Holy Spirit to be able to ignite the hearts and the lives of individuals that will be the representatives of Jesus to the world. That your anointing, I pray that you would anoint people to co-labor with your Holy Spirit and your angels for the supernatural to take place in the advancement of the kingdom of God, and that your light would be pervasive throughout all of this country. We need you, Lord. We ask that you would have a spirit of repentance that would be released, because that's a major stumbling block for us, Father, and that we would be humbled in heart, humbled in spirit, and see our need to repent. And Father, and then you will hear us from heaven, and then you will release the provisions for the land to be healed and for people to be saved. And that's our desire in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, praise God. Amen. That I always say, Texas is God's country. Amen. Amen. Well, How can someone get in touch with you? They want to ask a question, something like that. How can they get in touch with you, Tom?
That would be my email address, which is healingthenation1776@gmail.com. And I encourage everybody to go on YouTube and to watch this video because we only scratched the surface.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
Jonathan Cahn, The Return of the Gods, for
Return of the
45 minutes, I
Gods.
think.
Yep, it's an eye-opening video, to say the
Yes.
least.
Yes.
Amen. And you also have some free resources for them as well. Free copies of your books, right?
I have four of my books and soon to be five that are PDFs that people can go and read for free on ZoeHealingCenter.net in the book tab. They can go
Amen.
there and they can download it and read it.
Amen. Amen. Folks, as we laid out, this nation is truly on the wrong path. There's no two ways around that. And the only thing that's stopping judgment from raining down right now are the praying believers. That's holding off the wrath of God. We are so deserving of judgment. I mean, think about it. God destroyed Israel and allowed them to be overrun by their enemies when they did less than what we're doing right now. And it's only by his grace and his mercy that we are allowed, notice I said the word allowed, to continue right now. I mean, the end is coming. The end is great for Christians. It may not be fun to go through, but it's the end result is going to be great. But for those unbelievers, it's going to get worse. And the only thing that can counter that is witnessing to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your business associates. Let them know Jesus is Lord. He's already taken care of this situation. You just have to put your trust in him. And that's what it's all about. That's the purpose for these broadcasts. That's why Tom keeps coming on, sharing this information with us, because we want everyone, as Jesus said, if everyone would just believe, it'd be a whole lot better. But we know that in the last days, it's not going to be that way. We are living in the last minutes of the last hours of the last days right now. So repent, turn to Jesus. Come back for the next episode. Till then, for Tom, Don, myself, Pastor Bob, reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.